Hi, everyone. My name is Marissa Santoro. I'm the founder here at In Our Shoes. Welcome to our female village. The post today is about coworkers from hell. I know you've been there. We've all been there. We've all worked with that one person that's we feel their sole purpose in life is just to make our lives miserable. It may seem like something we should be able to just, you know, brush under the rug and move on with our work lives. But when you think about spending, you know, 5+ hours every day with the same person, especially if you're on a project together where you really need to be a team, you know, that person really can become your complete hell. And I don't know anyone who hasn't dealt with a colleague like this. So I thought I would share this piece because it's something that especially every woman leader learns to overcome when working with difficult employees or difficult colleagues. But more importantly, I wanted to share this piece with you not just to walk you through the steps of what you should do when you encounter a difficult person that you're not able to work with, but I wanted to share this piece to enable you to empower yourself and recognize that if by following these steps and really taking on conflict when necessary will give you so much freedom in the future. It'll really just sort of unleash you and get you out of your skin to a different level, a leadership level that you've never would have expected. And the reason for this is because as humans, right, we don't want to necessarily always engage in conflict, especially when we're in the workplace. We really want to just get the job done. And while that might be the big picture, sometimes getting the job done is not as easy as it sounds because there are a lot of people that stand in our way. And I realize that there are lots of different reasons in relationships with people that we don't get along with. They literally may have a very strong judgment against us. They may feel like we're taking their job, or they might be territorial about their own job, or maybe they just don't want to see you advance for whatever reason. However, taking on a very difficult relationship at the workplace, even if it doesn't get you the results that you would expect, even if, you know, the person is not interested in hearing what you have to say, is not interested in resolving anything, you know, if you're working with a true professional, following along here with what I've laid out, would work and will get you to a better place where the two of you can team up and eventually get to a better working relationship. But if the results don't turn out that way, you're still fortunate and empowered to have done it. If you're at all anyone that might consider herself kind of flying under the radar or just kind of sitting on the fence a little bit about where you are in your career in that company, not wanting to stick your neck out too much, following along here, you know, with the steps I've laid out, where you're, you know, taking on a relationship that's difficult for you, will completely give you wings that you never knew you had. And it will enable you, I promise, to take on the next set of difficulties that you come across in corporate, and you will. I think one of the most challenging things about being a leader in a firm and really raising yourself, raising your rank in a company, is being able to really be flexible and malleable with all the different personalities that you meet in the office, and really being able to navigate those different personalities. You know, just looking at the bigger picture, it doesn't matter if the results here don't get you to where you need to be. Just having that conversation, saying what you need to say, what you believe would really work and get you to a better place with that other person is empowering enough just to kind of get yourself out there and to take on conflict, which if you want to be, you know, a woman manager and a leader one day demonstrating leadership qualities, that's what you need to do. So I hope that this piece inspires you and empowers you in your shoes, and do reach out if you have any questions. Coworkers from hell. I hope you enjoy. Thank you.